I'm about to enter my fourth year of college, and that means that I'm a senior to a lot of students. And it's natural for students to think that their seniors are much more wiser than they are, and they might be able to get ahead in the game if they take their seniors' advice. A lot of students ask, Bhaiya, I have a lot of free time. What should I learn? Bhaiya, I have 2 years left before placements. What skills do I need? What do I need to become an entrepreneur? How do I become the CEO of a company? And it becomes very difficult for me to share my opinions. Two reasons. One, I'm just a student who's still figuring out life. And second, I personally believe that 90% of students will not appreciate the answer if I give it to them straight away. That is because the answer is so simple and straightforward that they will not appreciate the whole simplicity of it. And after exploring various domains, you know, reading tons of books and listening to my inspirations, single child, and that gave me a lot of entitlement. I'm not saying other single children are entitled. I was. My parents have protected me every second of my life. My father got married at 21, and I think he had me at 22, and that's a very young age. He didn't get an opportunity to study like I did, and he didn't have a father to rely on. Therefore, he was never protected, and he had a very difficult life. First growing himself up and then growing me up. I never had to fight for anything. I had never been bullied. My parents never even shouted at me, and I was like this perfect kid who never really had issues with anyone. My parents never let me out alone. They always had me on call, even if I was walking to a nearby market. In short, they have always kept me behind their shield. After class 12th, I had to leave home for college, and this meant I had to learn how to live on my own. My parents were no longer there to protect me at every second, and this was my first exposure towards real life. I do not want to waste your time by sharing what all I experienced. The point is that I was always grown up in an environment where I had my parents to protect me from everything. I was never bullied, never had a fight, and therefore, I never learned how to fight. I knew that we shouldn't go on a walk late at night, but I did not know that if I ever did and something bad happens, what to do. I knew that we shouldn't fight with people, but I did not know that if someone comes to fight first, how do I fight back? I had been so stable as a child that now I was losing my shit even if I saw even a single threat to my ordinary day-to-day perfect routine. On the other hand, I was noticing that people around me are becoming more insensitive and more rude day by day. They were always ready to fight, always ready to get what they wanted, never cared how other people would feel, never thought about the consequences of their actions on them, on their loved ones, on their parents. And there were some people who were so strong-headed that they wouldn't agree they are wrong even if they were genuinely wrong. They were doing bad things and still not agreeing that they were making others feel bad. I, on the other hand, was always fearful about making mistakes, about forgetting something important, fearful about hurting someone, fearful about getting blamed at something, because I did not know what I would do if that thing comes to reality. I was taught how to avoid mistakes, but I was never taught how to get up if you eventually end up making a mistake. I would like to point out that I do not recommend you all to make mistakes. However, you need to build enough courage and strength so that even if things don't go our way, or even if you make a mistake, you can get out of it. The most important trait in our personality is not about intelligence or skills or communication or personality or good looks. It is courage. And you cannot get courage from YouTube. You cannot show a certificate as a replacement for courage. There are a lot of intelligent, wise, ultra achievers who have everything but not enough courage to speak for themselves, or have enough courage to do what they think is right, or have enough courage to be honest with their parents and loved ones, or have enough courage to get up in case someone pushes them down. I had never even heard this concept as a child. I was not very outgoing. I was an introvert, so most of my childhood was spent at home with my parents and my pet. Nobody misbehaved with me. Nobody made fun of me. I was so perfect that I didn't realize that I was in a bubble. And maybe because other children have siblings and they have a lot of friends, they usually know how to fight for themselves. They know how to punch back if a friend is messing with them. Therefore, while chasing your grades and jobs and dreams and technical skills, please build courage in yourselves. This is easier said than done. I still lack a lot of courage. I still fear a lot of things. It is because I never really practiced the art of fighting for myself because I never had to fight for myself. The reality is that once you step out of your bubble, you will encounter situations that indicate risk. If you do not have enough courage, you will eventually miss out on a lot of opportunities. I have genuinely missed out on a lot of things because I did not have enough courage. I always used to find the most negative possibility, keep myself into the victim position and feel anxious that, oh God, I won't be able to fix this if this happens. Because I did not know what I would do if it happens. So stop feeling like a victim and build courage to stand up. I am also trying, you know, we can do this together. We can build courage together because I genuinely lack a lot of courage at this point, but I am better than what I was before. Do not hurt others. Always do the right thing, but have enough courage to face whatever comes your way. It is only since the past 3 months that I've, you know, started building courage. Earlier, I was all about software and coding and programming and hackathons and, you know, traveling, I don't know, wherever I could. And, you know, that's not everything, you know. And I know all the freshers are like, ah, bhaiya, what filmy talks, man. Tell us how to get that internship. No, tell us how to get that stipend. And, you know, I can't really convince you guys. I know you might not get it right now, but eventually you will. The second quality that comes after courage is faith. Faith in yourself and the universe. For an anxious kid like me, I had developed faith that if something bad can happen, it will only happen to me. That's the wrong kind of faith to have, and I had it. Think about it. Most of our life outcomes are not entirely under our control. There are so many variables involved. We genuinely do not know what will happen next. We actually practice a lot of faith if you notice yourself. I mean, we have faith on our bodies that when we sleep tonight, we will wake up tomorrow, right? We have faith that if we drive a car, we will reach safely without an accident. We have faith that we won't slip on the bathroom floor by taking a bath. What happens with anxiety is that we start developing faith in the wrong things. Whatever we think becomes a part of our reality that we play in our heads. It never influences our world, but it influences how we behave in that world. In reality, if it has to happen, it already has started to happen. If it was never in your destiny, you'll probably, you know, not get it. I'm not saying that destiny is an actual thing, but if something bad is about to happen, it probably will happen. And if nothing is going to happen, your thoughts will just make your life more negative for you. It is better to just have faith in things that everything will go right. Go give it a shot and live life more peacefully. And even if it doesn't go well, have enough courage. The third quality is humility and respect. Respect other people, respect yourself, and respect your life. I hate kids who mistreat their friends, who take their parents for granted. I know a lot of boys who really misbehave with their loved ones. And to be honest, I was one of those guys who didn't have a lot of wisdom about this topic. I've genuinely made a lot of mistakes, and I had to apologize to everyone I hurt one by one because I started to realize the importance of being respectful about the people around you. Yeah, but one loophole. You do not need to be so humble and respectful that people start taking advantage of you. I have, like all the other things, taken respect and humility to a whole new level that started, you know, becoming harmful for me and for people around me. To be honest, my greatest fear right now is to hurt someone. It sounds very fake. I mean, people who know me moderately might even say that bullshit anxious fear is to hurt someone. But if you ask the people who've spent time with me, and I think there are like 4 people in total, they will tell you that the major cause of my anxiety is the fear of hurting someone. I'll cover a podcast on this topic separately because I had an extremely painful time overcoming this bad habit of being in pain just because I didn't have the courage to speak for myself. And I was always in a fear of hurting others. I used to get chills imagining me being responsible for someone else's loss or trouble. Well, that's for some other time, we're already above limit. But I'd like to summarize all of this by saying that while you learn your tech skills and go to gym, become all handsome and pretty, and I don't know what you guys are up to, learn 3 things: courage, faith, and respect. Trust me, they are way more precious and useful than all the other things that you are learning right now. If you have a lot of courage and like 0 skills, you will eventually learn the skills that you need and build something massive. if you have a lot of skills and intelligence but no courage, you will not only spoil yourself, but also the relationships you have with other people. In conclusion, I'd like to say that whatever I've said in this podcast is my own point of view. I do not think my advice can work for everyone. I can only share what worked for me. My intention is positive. I want to help every student build a better and healthier life to succeed both internally and externally. If you think I've said something offensive, please email me on mrbharatmehra@gmail.com. Today's songs are Neon Gravestones by 21 Pilots and Home by X Ambassadors featuring BB Rexha and Machine Gun Kelly. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This is Ansh Mehra and you were listening to episode 13 of Take It Easy.